we barking for books? Is it a case of their book is worse than their bite?
I think it might be. This is rather interesting. Apparently, it's called Book Week for Dogs. I didn't realise they went to school to start with, but let's find out more about it from the co-founder of Kip Happy Stays, Sam Lee. Good morning.
G'day, Laurel. How are you?
Not too bad. And now, Sam, you have dogs of all shapes and sizes come and stay with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So, look, this Pups and Pros Week, obviously the dogs aren't reading books. What's happening?
Look, well, we're reading to the dogs. We do understand that the dogs mightn't necessarily pick up every single word that we're reading to them, but we've found that reading is a really good way to lower the dog's energy levels, help the dog relax, and help spend a bit of quality time between the relevant people in the dog's life and the dog.
What sort of books are you reading to them? Classics like The Great Gatsby?
Oh, jeez.
Look, the dogs have to just, I guess, put up with whatever we're choosing to read to them. But I think they can pick up on your tone a bit. So if you pick a book that's maybe a bit too sad or a bit too angry, it mightn't do the job you want it to do.
Or the book Wagging the Tale of Two Cities.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah. We're ideas people,
or what
Sam.
About I Want to Kill a Mockingbird?
Maybe read that to your cat.
Oh, I don't know.
Look, I love this idea.
I do love this idea, but Sam, you mentioned about lowering the energy level. I own a Jack Russell.
Yeah, look, that's going to be tough. Yeah.
So to find the books, do you use the doggy decimal system?
Stop it.
Sorry, it's a librarian joke. I'm done.
No, look, we love this idea. And you'd be surprised, actually, at how much dogs actually know, because we have a dog and she seems to outsmart me, which is not too hard, and the rest of the family as well.
Yeah, they can really, you know, understand the difference between you reading a book to them and, say, you being on the phone call talking about work. They can pick up on that extra stress or your tone of voice, and they adjust to your energy level.
So what's Richard Roxburgh got to do with this? This is rather interesting.
He's a great actor. I love Richard Roxburgh.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not so good at reading, so we thought that getting Richard out could help matters. But we've also, because we read to dogs quite regularly, but we thought we'd have a bit of fun with a one-off specific book week. And just like kids, the dogs can come in dressed as their favorite character, or maybe their owner's favorite character from their favorite book. So it's fun, even though we do it all the time, it's fun to kind of have a week of it too, just like we do with kids.
Now, sorry, you were talking about the books. Are they novels? Are there picture books that they can actually look at?
Look, this week we've kind of brought in a bunch of dog favourites. We've brought in Spot. We've brought in Barry McLary. So really just anything that you know you can kind of take your time with. But I don't think the dog needs Tolstoy.
No one needs Tolstoy.
Sounds like a great idea. Look, Sam, thanks so much. Enjoy your dog week and enjoy reading your books to your dogs.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks, Laurel, Gary and Mark.